In tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine, medical researchers report that they've developed a new diagnostic test for a group of animal and human brain disorders related to mad cow disease. Researchers say the new test will permit quicker and easier diagnosis and could help prevent the mass slaughter of animal herds. NPR's Joe Neal has this report.
Until now, the only way to diagnose mad cow disease and its counterpart in people, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, has been to examine a sample of brain tissue under a microscope, something usually done during an autopsy. And the need for a test that could be used on living animals and people became critical earlier this year in Great Britain during an outbreak of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
It has proven to be very useful in the confirmation of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in the 12 very young people in the United Kingdom with the possibility that their disease, and I want to stress the possibility that their disease was possibly related to the epidemic of the disease in cattle in the United Kingdom.
Dr. Clarence Gibbs of the National Institutes of Health helped develop the new diagnostic test. The simultaneous outbreak of mad cow disease in cattle and the appearance of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in the 12 young people caused researchers to link the two. The result was the slaughter of nearly a million British cows, including many with no symptoms of disease. Now Gibbs says that this simple new test on spinal fluid can detect not only the human ailment, but also mad cow disease and a related disease in sheep called scrapie.
I think the veterinary profession, the veterinary diagnostic laboratories, will find it of great use in diagnosing scrapie in sheep and goats, in the diagnosis of the bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Otherwise known as mad cow disease. Public health officials in the U.S. welcome the new test, as did representatives of the cattle industry. Gary Weber of the National Cattlemen's Association says the test will be added to the mad cow surveillance system that already exists in the U.S.
It may help us because we have worked very diligently to ensure that BSE, mad cow disease, never occurs in the United States. The government has done a lot of things, such as prohibiting the imports of animals and animal products from countries with BSE. And we have a very strong surveillance program here, but it's costly. And this test may be able to help us enhance our surveillance program to be sure we never allow these diseases to get a foothold in this country.
But Weber and public health officials say that other ways to diagnose mad cow disease may be needed. The new test does not detect the actual cause of the disease. It only detects a protein that is produced as a byproduct of nerve damage in the brain. Some say that will limit use of the test to cows and humans who already show symptoms, while the ideal test would pick up cows who are contaminated before they show any symptoms at all. Meanwhile, officials in Great Britain are still struggling with the fallout from mad cow disease. In June, the European Union imposed a ban on imports of British beef and demanded that Britain slaughter cattle potentially exposed to the disease. British farmers have killed nearly a million older animals, but yesterday, British farm officials suspended the slaughter of up to 147,000 young cows. I'm Joe Neal reporting.